With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stenny Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us together by the radio, open His precious Word, and study the Word of God together. We're looking at the crucifixion of Christ and His death on the cross. I asked you several weeks ago to join me, and let's join the crowd in Matthew chapter 27 and verse number 36, where the Word of God said, "And sitting down, they watched Him there." Often as I preach on this subject of Calvary, I preach on, let's go to Calvary and watch Him die. And as we have sat here and observed the crucifixion of Christ, I said to you there are three things that we do. Number one, we look. And what do we see? We looked at the crowd. We looked at the crosses. We looked at the Christ. Number two, we listen. And what do we hear? And we heard, first of all, the voice of the spectators around the cross. And then we heard the voice of the Savior upon the cross. And then thirdly, I said, let's learn. And what do we learn? And thus far in our study, we have learned that the death of Christ was a supernatural death. No one ever died as Jesus did. I remind you, He was in complete control of His dying, just as He was in His birth and in His living. And I said to you that no man ever died as He died. He had received the power to lay down His life and take it up again. And so we saw His death was a supernatural death. We took a little time and also looked at the supernatural darkness and then the supernatural demonstration that took place the day the Lord died. And we looked at the thought that it was a sacrificial death. Christ's death was no accident. It was planned of God from the beginning. He stood as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And that is mentioned several times in the Word of God. And so John the Baptist introduced Christ to the world by saying, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And I said to you that God's Lamb was slain on the cross of Calvary. And then His blood was offered, the Bible teaches us, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God. You remember the moment He died, He said, "Father, into Thy hand I commend my spirit." And we learn that Christ, through the eternal Spirit, offered His blood on the mercy seat in heaven. He was God's Lamb dying for the sins of the world. And then we saw this was the purpose of His coming into the world. He came to die, and He came to offer His blood on the altar of God, and He did. And because He came and died and shed His blood, then you and I who are saved have salvation eternally in the Lord Jesus Christ. But now then, today on the broadcast, I want to move to the third thing we learn as we observe the death of Christ. First of all, I pointed out to you it was a supernatural death. Second, I pointed out to you it was a sacrificial death. But thirdly, it was substitutional. He died in my place, and I am saved because He took my place. Now, the Bible is full of messages on the substitution of Christ. We have the first glimpse of it back over in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse number 21. When Adam and Eve had sinned against God, then God slew two animals. God skinned them. God made coats of skin out of their skin. And God clothed Adam and Eve. But there you have the principle of the innocent dying for the guilty, the just dying in the place of the unjust. And throughout the Old Testament, we find many, many incidents where the innocent animal dies that the guilty sinner might live. But I want to give you some scriptures on this, and I trust the Holy Spirit will make them personal and very precious to you as we look at them on the broadcast today. Listen to these verses on the substitutional death of Christ. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 53, and by the way, this is a great chapter that presents the Messiah to the nation of Israel even before he was born, and presents the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior of the world to the entire world. Listen to verse number 4. The Bible said, surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Notice the first two statements. Surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrows. I remind you, all of the grief that he bore and all of the sorrow that he carried was not for his own sins, but for my sins and your sins and the sins of the whole world. Notice again, the Bible said in Isaiah 53, verse number 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Notice those pronouns in there. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. You see, dear friend, Christ Jesus took my place when I should have been wounded for my transgressions. He stood in my place. When I should have been bruised for my iniquities, again, he took my place. When it was time for the chastisement of my peace to be upon me, he took the chastisement of our peace, and so he stood in our place again. And then number 4, the Bible said, with his stripes we are healed. As they scourged the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, it was not because of his sins and his iniquities, but it was because of my sins and your sins and our iniquities. And then the Bible said in verse number 6 of Isaiah 53, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone into his own way. Listen to this part. The Bible said, and the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquities of us all. So we see he bore our grief. He carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we're healed. And all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone into his own way. And the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquities of us all. What a verse, what a passage of scripture we have there in Isaiah 53, teaching us of the substitutional death of the Lord Jesus Christ. But then, I want you to notice again, John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Not his own sins, but my sins and your sins. He was our substitute. Again, the Bible said in Romans chapter 5, verse number 6 through verse number 8. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Verse 7, the Bible said, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But in verse number 8, the Bible said, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And the word for there means in our place, on our behalf, in our stead. I'm simply saying to you, he was our substitution in death. He bore our sins and our sorrow and our suffering and our shame and died in our place. Notice again, the Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 3 and 4, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. That, friend, is the simple gospel, and yet it's a full gospel. Christ died for our sins. He was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Again, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Notice again the first half of that verse. For he, speaking of God, hath made him, speaking of Christ, to be sin for us. Again, we see here the substitutional death of the Lord Jesus Christ. God made him to be sin for us. And then the Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter number 2, verses 4 through verse number 6, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Now listen to verse number 6. The Bible said, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. I have given you verse after verse in the Bible that tells us Christ was God's substitutional sacrifice, who died in my place and in your place. And I trust you have taken advantage of that. And if you've not done anything about your need of a Savior, turn from your sin to the Savior with repentance and faith. Call upon him. He'll save you right now. Father, save every sinner by the radio today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Let me encourage you that you pray for the Harvest Time broadcast. You know the situation that our economy is in, and this radio ministry is sustained by the offerings of the people. Let me encourage you, pray for the broadcast, and then write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Address your letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And then join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
Oh, do not wait. It's growing.